The man who's been described as the conscience of South Africa is stepping down from public life today, today being his 79th birthday. Archbishop Desmond Tutu was a prominent voice during the country's struggle against white minority rule. He's also the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. He told the BBC that it's time to step aside.
I can disappear from offstage exit because the next bunch of actors Very, very competent.
Says Desmond Tutu, but it can be hard to let go, of course. Reverend Mpaw Tutu is the Archbishop's daughter. Now, your father has so much to offer in public discourse. He has certainly for decades now, Reverend. And to be honest, he does like the spotlight. He does very well in the spotlight. Do you think he's going to be able to stay out of the public eye?
I think he's certainly going to give it a very good try. And I think that my mother is very ready for him to be retired.
Do you think he's ready, though?
I think he's ready, too. I mean, he's said he's fatigued and that he'd like to, you know, sort of have a daily schedule that doesn't involve meeting after meeting and interview after interview and plane trip after plane trip. He's ready to read and be quiet and hang out with my mother and play with his grandchildren and not be quite so much in demand.
You've probably heard that a lot of men and women dread when a spouse retires because they're going to be hanging around the house all the time with nothing to do. Is there a little of that going on, do you think, with your parents?
You know, I don't know, but then again, you know, she hasn't had him hanging around the house. So, you know, maybe he gets like 3 months of hanging around the house grace where she starts, you know, saying, well, why don't you go and learn how to play golf or something? I don't know.
That's great. Today is your dad's 79th birthday. It's the day that he says, yes, it's the day that he says officially that he's going to be stepping aside from public life. First, I don't know if you've talked to him today. Tell me if you have. And secondly,
Oh, you have.
what did you say? And did you just talk about kind of father-daughter things or did you talk about this retirement plan?
My family and I called him this morning to wish him a happy birthday and a happy retirement. And we didn't have a long time to talk because the rest of my family was, you know, what morning chaos is like. So he was looking forward to having a birthday party that my mom was planning. And no, not a lot about retirement stuff.
What do they do for retirements in South Africa? Will he get a gold watch or something?
A gold watch? I don't think so. It is his third retirement. He retired as Archbishop and then became the chairperson of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and then retired from that. So now he's retiring from public life. I think, you know, since he put it together with his birthday party, I think that that's probably as much of a retirement party as he gets.
Reverend Mpaw Tutu, Archbishop Desmond Tutu's daughter and the director of the Tutu Institute for Prayer and Pilgrimage in Alexandria, Virginia. As we said, Desmond Tutu today, it's his 79th birthday, and he announced that he is going to be stepping down from public life. Very nice to speak with you. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.